You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome back to the CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast. This is the daily broadcast of indeterminate length, where we discuss all things E-Mini, along with some really big ideas on the finer points of trading gold, bonds, crude, sugar, the euro. Joining us today, Mr. Michael Borth. From our trading desk in Chicago, Mr. Burton Schlichter. Now, to get things started, let's go to our host and founder in Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. Here's Dwayne.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back. Today is... No, it's not. Yeah, it is. Wednesday, 22nd day of February, 2023. Thanks so much for joining us. Whoever you are, wherever you are, we're just glad to have you right here, right now. Somebody gave me a sound check because we've got some streaming issues. Let me know if you can hear me okay. Just put something in the chat box. Yay, nay. Okay, Lewis, thank you very much. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. We do two live broadcasts every trading day. The first live broadcast is our live trading room. That's reserved for members only and those taking their one-week free trial. That's from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Eastern. We take a 30-minute break, come back at 12 noon Eastern, and we do a broadcast that is open to the public. That's everybody everywhere on planet Earth with an internet-connected device. There's two different ways you can join the afternoon broadcast, one a little better than the other. The best way is to go to mytradingiq.com, scroll down to where it says afternoon broadcast. Click the link, complete the 30-second registration form, and you're done. Every trading day going forward, you'll get an email about an hour before the broadcast starts. And all you have to do at 12 noon Eastern is simply click the link in the email and it will automatically log you into our platform. Now, by being logged into the platform, you'll have access to the question box so that you can ask questions and participate in the discussion. There'll be days, of course, you're out of the office, away from your desktop, but you still want to join the afternoon broadcast live. It's very simple to do. Just point your browser to our YouTube channel. And that's easy to remember. YouTube.com/CFRN. YouTube.com/CFRN. Not only do we broadcast live every trading day on our YouTube channel, but we archive each and every daily broadcast. Currently, there's over 2,200 daily live broadcasts archived for your educational and viewing pleasure. And for those who are new to the world of CFRN, it's really a good way to get to know who we are, what we do, how we do it, even why we do it. You can scroll back 6 months, a year, 2 years, even more. And we don't expect you to listen to every broadcast, but just pick some days at random and just listen for a little bit. And you'll see that there's a thread of connectivity, a thread of continuity woven through each and every daily broadcast. If it's not broke, no reason to try to fix it. So that said, we'll open with a word of prayer as we do. Now today, our scripture is John 10:27, and the topic for the next couple days, we started yesterday, Secrets of a Successful Servant of God. Our scripture today, John 10:27, and I'm reading it from the Message translation. Jesus answered, "I told you, but you don't believe. Everything I have done has been authorized by my Father. Actions that speak louder than words. You don't believe because you're not my sheep. My sheep recognize my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them real and eternal life. They are protected from the destroyer for good. No one can steal them from out of my hand. The Father who put them under my care is so much greater than the destroyer and thief. No one could ever get them away from him. I and the Father are one heart and mind. And again, that was John 10:27. Now, yesterday we started talking about Samuel. Samuel lived in dreary times when divine communications were very infrequent and visions were not popular. Samuel, though, was able to hear God's voice. Samuel was assisting Eli as a young child, serving the Lord, when Eli guided him on how to respond when someone calls again. He heeded him and successfully heard God's voice. Since Eli didn't punish his kids for offending God, God revealed to him his plan for Eli as well as his two sons. When you're open to God, you must spend each day prepared to hear his voice. As a result, we must have the ability to tell the difference between the voices of God, Satan, and our own vain ideas. Only by allowing God's message to saturate our hearts will this be accomplished. Today, everyone wants to express themselves and be noticed, but we don't always listen. Well, maybe I'm talking about myself, but wouldn't it be amazing to hear the voice of God? He speaks to us, but like Samuel, we must be attentive listeners and know his voice. Spending time each day in prayer, Bible study, and peaceful meditation on his word allows us to hear his voice. The more time you spend in intimacy with God and his word, the easier it will be for you to recognize his voice and his guidance in your life. Employees at the bank are trained to recognize counterfeits by carefully studying genuine bills, so it's easy to spot counterfeits. We must be familiar with the Word of God, that when someone tells us a lie, we can be clear that it's not from God. While God can and does speak audibly to people today, he speaks primarily through his Word, but sometimes through the Holy Spirit to our consciences, our circumstances, and the appeal of others. By comparing what we hear to the truth of the scriptures, we can learn to recognize his voice. However, how can we tell if the voice we hear is truly from God? The parable of the Good Shepherd was used by Jesus to demonstrate how we might identify his voice among others. I am the Good Shepherd, and I recognize my sheep, and they know me, as it says in John 10:14 and 27. My sheep hear my voice, and since I know them, they follow me. The closer you are to God, the more he will talk to you and share his desires with you through a blinding light and an audible voice. Jesus communicated with Mary in a vision, Joseph in a dream, and Saul on the road to Damascus. It is simpler to hear what Jesus has to say to you as your connection with him grows. Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings in our life. Let us never lose sight of how gracious you've been to us. I know that I was lost, but you called me and found me. You gathered me into your loving arms and led me into your heavenly sheepfold. I pray, God, that you would continue to guide me, to guard me, to keep and protect me from all the perils and dangers of this life. For I trust your word and will follow you all the days of my life, continually praising you for your loving kindness and gracious memories. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Alrighty, happy Wednesday it is. Got thrown for a curve there because Monday was a holiday. So let me give you the numbers from around the world. We'll start here in the U.S. with the cash markets, or the indices as they're called. Currently the Dow is up 43 points. The NASDAQ is up 11. The S&P 500 is up 3. The Russell 2000 is up 7. No movers, no shakers. Some pretty quiet sideways activity as we head into the Fed minutes. Here of late, the Fed minutes have given us almost as much volatility as the Fed announcement itself. Best position to be in at 2 p.m. when the market, or when they release the minutes, is to be out of the market. Sometimes the best position is no position at all. In the commodity basket, crude oil is down $1.88, trading $74.48 last. That's a drop of 2.5%. Gold down $1.80, trading $18.40.90 last. Silver down 28 cents, trading $21.60 last. That is a drop of over 1.25%. In the Asian markets at the close, Nikkei down 368 points, 1.25%. Shanghai down 15. The Hang Seng down 105. And in the European markets at the close, FTSE down 47. The DAX up 2. The CAC down 9. Not a lot of movers and shakers in that whole bunch. The Nikkei, down 1.25%. We had a red day in Asia. It was a mixed day in the UK due to 2 points positive on the DAX. Not a lot. But so far here in the US at the moment, it is a green Radio Wednesday. It's been red, it's been green, it's been red, it's been green again. So I again want to ask you to exercise caution. As these Fed minutes come out, let the market digest the information. And then, once the market resumes its normal rhythm, which it hasn't had much of a rhythm this week, it is what it is, and we got to trade what's in front of us. Now, Logic 247 is a beautiful example of that. Here we are on a Wednesday. Now, we took the Monday holiday. I didn't put anything out Sunday night. There's only been 11 alerts, still waiting on 2. Put out a couple of alerts this morning. This was as of 7 a.m. We're in week 237 of Logic 247. Over 13,000 individual handcrafted alerts over the last 237 weeks. At 7 a.m., we had 9 actionable alerts on the week, of which 4, or 44%, would have been stopped out based on not risking more than $300 per contract per trade, less when possible, based on market structure and a simple three-step process that we teach all of our passport holders in their individual one-on-one mentoring sessions. Now, over the last 237 weeks, we've averaged 20% or less of the alerts being stopped out. Last week was 13%. Yesterday, we were at 25%. Here we are at 44%. Now, I could have easily just skipped over this part today because I had other things to talk about. But we're transparent. The good days, the bad days. That's the truth about trading. Good weeks, bad weeks. That's the truth about trading. That's why every alert, once it becomes recapped, it's part of the permanent record. You can go back and look at all 13,000 plus individual alerts that have been issued over the last 237 weeks. Because that's the truth about trading. There's going to be good days, good weeks, bad weeks. You have to remain the constant integer in the equation. This type of result, some might say, oh, I better change my swing when I step up to the plate. We never change our swing. When the market doesn't follow through, we have no control over that. We simply deal with what's in front of us. It's really that simple. So week 237, currently on a Wednesday, 44% stopped out. That's pretty brutal, but it's the truth. So, moving on. The Logic 247 alerts come out around the clock. Could be 2 a.m. or 2 p.m. because futures trade around the clock and we have traders around the globe. So we got to make sure everybody gets taken care of. Now the Logic alerts are based on current price action, but there's time built in for you to get the alert, study your 30-minute chart, see the window of opportunity with your own eyes, and then use your smaller time frame chart to actually execute the trade. The purpose of the alerts is a training tool. It's not so you can just trade the alerts and not have to learn how to trade. It's to help you learn to spot windows of opportunity in the market yourself so that eventually you become self-sufficient. You don't want to spend the rest of your life waiting for somebody to tell you when to get in or when to get out. You need to be able to look at that chart and instinctively know, should you be trading long or short? And the 30-minute chart will always tell you. And our indicators do a great job of showing you the high probability, low risk trade opportunities, but they also show you when it's a good time to stay out of the market. Some days, it's just not fertile. So, now, the original alert service, the concierge trade alerts, they're a little bit different than the Logic alerts. It's all the same markets, but as opposed to coming out around the clock, these are posted shortly after the Globex open each evening. And so it looks like, oh, I typed that in Sunday, it should have said Monday, I typed that in, it should have said Tuesday. I'll get it squared away. Tonight we'll say Wednesday. That should have said Tuesday last night. Got the date part right, 2/21. Now, when this report comes out, what you should do, whatever market you trade, or markets, make note on your 30-minute chart of where price is at this time. Because price is going to do one of three things. It's going to go up, it's going to go down, or it's going to go sideways. And that's what we have today, is a lot of sideways. But it's all laid out right here. Price is above the 30-minute BBC. It is attempting to reach the long target. Price is below the 30-minute BBC. It's attempting to reach the short target. It's that simple. Not easy, but simple. Look left to spot potential obstacles. support or resistance, and know how price behaves at a weekly trading zone, because price is always trying to reach a weekly trading zone. Resist the urge to make it more complicated than that. As long as you know which way the wind is blowing, it's pretty simple to reach your goal for the day. Along with making note of where price is at this time, draw a line in the sand here and a line in the sand here. When we go to my charts, you'll see how I've drawn my line in the sand. You can draw your line in the sand to look any way you want. They serve as great visual cues to keep you on the right side of the street. So, daily chart. S&P 500. We said last week that this looked like the beginning of a pretty serious down leg. Now we're going to see some volatility with these minutes today. But on the daily chart, we're below the BBC, stands for bull bear cross. Price crosses above it, we're bullish, we anticipate higher prices. Price gets below it, we anticipate lower prices. Price gets above it, we anticipate higher prices. And now we're back below it. Not only are we below the BBC, but we've got red and falling overhead. This indicator is called the CFMA1. I just refer to it as blue and climbing, red and falling. Blue and climbing, red and falling. As you can see, when price is above the BBC and you have blue and climbing, higher prices. Prices below the BBC and you have red and falling, lower prices. Till that red and falling turns to blue and climbing, and that's your first heads up, the price is going to attempt to get back above the BBC. And you'll notice that the pullback to the BBC holds more often than it doesn't. There's once, twice, three times, four times, five times. But we know eventually price will trade through the BBC. Now, the reason we look at a daily chart, first thing every day, is because we want to see which way the institutional wind is blowing. And with this little tiny daily candle, you can see it's not doing a whole lot of blowing. It's just a little bit bigger than the Monday candle, which was a half day, holiday. Price is trying to work its way back up to the 24% Fib retracement. However, it's also going to run into the step line, potential resistance, the BBC, potential resistance, red and falling, potential resistance. So something would have to happen to make buyers truly committed to the long side, institutional buyers. You see, institutional buyers are the ones that move price. Their accounts are denominated in hundreds of millions and billions of dollars, while the average retail trader has an account in the thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. So by simply spending 2 minutes with the daily chart of whatever market you trade, it could be crude, gold, silver, the S&P, Walmart, Bitcoin, British pound, doesn't matter because price flows the same across all markets at all time frames. The institutions, based on their account size, they look at daily, weekly, and monthly charts the way you and I look at 30-minute charts, 5-minute charts, tick charts, and range charts. So just spending a couple of minutes allows you to identify where major resistance is. We know that right now that's at the 24% Fib. First, it's the high of the session, then the 24% Fib retracement. Support is at the low of the session, and then the low of January 25th, and then the 38% Fib retracement. If we get below the 38% Fib retracement, then look at the low of January 19th. So all you need to do, look at your daily chart, identify major areas of support and resistance, and then you're ready to go to your 30-minute chart. The vertical line separates today Wednesday from yesterday, Tuesday. So the market opened last night. It made a run up towards the BBC, and then it failed. But it finally pulled back. Price always pulls back to the BVC. Price always reverts to the mean. And the pullback holds more often than it doesn't. Like it did there, and there, and there. And now you got this jumbled up mess. Price is above the BBC, it's below, it's above, it's below, it's above. That's a market not suitable for trading. We did not make it all the way to the short target. However, once price pulled up, blue and climbing turned to red and falling, we found resistance at the BBC. There was plenty of opportunity to get your goal from 4,008 down to 39.99. And then price pulled back up and gave you another stellar opportunity here. And now it's just wandering sideways. On the Dow, pretty much the same. Opportunity to get your goal here. Now we're above the BBC, but I don't recommend trading under the current market conditions. Let those Fed minutes come out at 2 p.m. Eastern. Let the market regain its normal rhythm, although we haven't had a normal rhythm here in a while. But that's the truth about trading. We don't sweep that under the carpet. You sweep enough stuff under the carpet, you're going to start tripping up. Just be honest. Because the truth's pretty easy to remember. Here's the Russell, pulled up to the BBC, attempted the short target, didn't quite make it, got back above the BBC, attempted the long target. Either opportunity was sufficient to give you your goal for the day. NQ, more sideways action, although we did come down and touch the CTA short target. And now we're just wandering sideways with the rest of the markets. Crude oil. Here's where the market opened, pulled up to the BBC, the pullback held. Once price got below blue and climbing, you know it's going to turn to red and falling. And so there was a nice little trip down to the short target. And then the market found support at the weekly zone. We've published the zone since December 14th, 2009. Once you become a passport holder and understand how price behaves at a weekly zone, the zones will become one of the most important tools in your trading toolbox. And as a lifetime member, you'll have lifetime access, not only to the live training room every day, not only unlimited one-on-one mentoring sessions, but you'll have access to the indicators, which you own for life, and you'll receive the weekly trading zones every Monday morning at 6:15 a.m. Eastern. When price rallies up to a zone, we expect resistance. When it drops to a zone, we expect support. That's exactly what happened. Pushed us back up above the BBC, but all these candles are connected. So the pullback still held. Blue and climbing, turned to red and falling. And we made it down through that zone. We didn't make it through on the first pass. Now price is pulling up to the step line. That's resistance, red and falling's resistance, and then the BBC is right at the weekly trading zone. On gold, price opened right at the weekly trading zone and spent quite a few hours consolidating. Only three things happen at a weekly zone. 70% of the time, that's just what it'll be, consolidation. 20% of the time will be rejection. 10% of the time will be the slice. Price pulls back to the zone, finds support again, makes a run, hits the long target, and continues all the way up to Monday's high. Okay? That's what I mean by looking left. You got to know where potential obstacles are, both resistance and support. This low here, this low here. Look left. When you teach your kids across the street, you teach them to look both ways. With trading, look left. To give you a good idea of what will happen on the right-hand side of your screen. We're in the process of a bearish cross right now. That's indicative of lower prices. So we'll probably not only hit the short target, but we'll probably see the weekly trading zone, which just so happens to be where a bullish cross took place. When bullish cross leads to an extended move, the first time price revisits that area, which it hasn't done yet, it will most likely be good support until proven otherwise. Silver, here's where we opened. We made a run down at the short CTA. 2 pennies is $100. So even this candle here had a high of 21.78, low of 21.72. At 6 pennies, 2 pennies is $100. Then we get above the BBC. We touch the long target. And then we get back below the BBC and we run for the short target. So you always know which way price is trying to go. If it's above the BBC, it's heading for the zone above. If it's below the BBC, it's trying to get to the zone below. Yesterday, all these attempts to break through all failed. And we had this one little move that actually touched the target. Now we've traded through the short target. So we had two-sided action. On the euro, here's where we opened. Price gets below the BBC, red and falling, takes us right down to the target. We pull up to the zone where we find resistance, and then it's back down to the target again, and now we're sitting below the target. Which brings us back to the daily chart. One more time, be very cautious. From 2 to at least 2:45. There'll be no press conference today, but the minutes will be out. When there's a Fed announcement, that comes at 2 o'clock, and then at 2:30 there's a press conference. So you have two different sets of volatility. With the minutes, there's no press conference, so when the minutes come out, it's going to take the market a little longer to digest those minutes. I believe they're going to be hawkish, and so that will potentially send the markets substantially lower. Not to say that there may not be a run to the upside. Sometimes it's already baked into the cake, as they say. Michael, are you there? He's not there yet. Thought I heard you in the background. So on a 30-minute chart, we've got potential resistance here, here, and here. And then if we look back to yesterday, here. So you've got a nice window of opportunity here on the long side if price continues higher. But again, the best trade right now is no trade. Dow. We're not for the show, we're not for the alerts, we're not for all the other things that I have to do here. I would probably be somewhere sitting on the side of a river or a beach this week. Because this just has not been. Look at this run all the way up to the BBC. Remember, the pullback holds more often than not. Okay. When this thing turned green, Everybody thought it was going to the moon, and then it didn't. Where to find support? At the zone. And then just sideways. Russell, attempting higher above the BBC. Obstacle here. Obstacle here. Obstacle here. And then the zone. In Q, below the BBC, down to the short target. Resistance at the zone. Sideways trade. Crude oil, attempting the zone below, 73.70. Remember, price is always trying to get to a weekly trading zone. If it's below the BBC, it's trying to get the zone below. If it's above the BBC, it's trying to get to the zone above. Doesn't mean it will always get there, but once you understand what the market's trying to do, I mean, these are 30-minute candles. Goodness. From 77.40 up to 77.74, that's $340 per contract traded. If your goal is $100 per contract per day, because you're following the 2420 blueprint, and that makes it very simple for you to just get your goal for the day, put the mouse away, and the blueprint will let you know when you're ready to go live. You need to put together 10 consecutive days in a row in SIM before you even think about trading live. Once you go live with one contract. Now that's funded with your startup capital. Once you're trading live, the goal is to increase your account balance by $2,000. Once you accomplish that, the blueprint will give you the green light to add a second contract. The difference between the first and second contract is the first contract is funded with your startup capital, but the second contract is funded with profit you earned in the market. The blueprint will notify you when it's time to add number 3, number 4, number 5, number 10, all the way up to number 20. By then, you probably got the hang of it. 2 points a day in the S&P, $100. 10 ticks in crude, 10 ticks in gold, $100. That's with one contract. But once you've earned the right to trade 5 contracts, that same little 2-point move is now worth $500. At 10 contracts, it's worth $1,000. And at 10 contracts, 2 points a day in the S&P puts you in the top 3% of wage earners worldwide. Are you here, Mike?
I am.
All right, take it away.
Here. Okay, here we go. Let me grab it over here. There it is.
All right, very good.
All right, hey, I do it all on the screen now. That's right. All right, good afternoon, everyone. Today is Wednesday, the 22nd day of February, 2023. If you have not taken a free trial with us, go here to mytradingiq.com, click on this button right here. All right, that's going to bring you to a registration page like this one. Fill out the form, and when you fill out this form, you'll be sent a link and all the information you need to get into the training room in the morning. Now, if you're going to take the trial, you should go here to trading platforms and download a trading platform, one of the trading platforms that we use. I'm going to show you two trading platforms in this review right now, DT Pro and TradingView. But if you have NinjaTrader, that's another platform that we support. And for that one, you already have to have Ninja installed, but just give us your machine ID, and we'll give you all the information you need to set up the indicators on your chart. If you're going to take the trial, you should definitely download the trading platform. Okay, go in here, read over the trade rules, watch videos, do all that stuff. Okay. Once you've done that, you'll be prepared for the trial that we're going to be doing with you, and you'll understand what we're talking about when I start going over things like I'm going to go over right now. Now, in the spreadsheet today, we did all right today. It was better than yesterday, but today, you know, we have FOMC meeting minutes coming out here in an hour and a half. And that's had an effect on the way the markets have been trading today. But anyway, if you're going to read the spreadsheet, you have to read all the CFTC risk disclosures down at the bottom. I'm not in a rush. I can take my time with this. Today is the 22nd day of February, 2023. We lost 2 ticks in crude. We made 1 tick in gold, and we made 20 ticks on the ES. That put us at plus 240 on the morning session. Today, it took 11 minutes and 4 trades to get to the goal for the day. At that point, we're up $250 a contract, and we took a total of 13 trades this morning. Okay? And we took a total of 13 trades this morning. So on the month now, we're at $4,917. That's over 15 trading days, averaging $327 per contract per 2-hour trading day. We've now gotten our goal in 34 out of 35 days so far this year. And we've gone 4 days now since our last either blue or yellow day. And it was a blue day, you can see right there. And we've now gone 382 days since our last red day. Okay, last red day means the last day we did not get the goal and we ended negative. Right? It's been over a year. Speaking of the year, on the year right now, we're at $13,250. That's over 35 trading days, averaging $378 per contract per morning session. Now, that morning session is really only about an hour long now. So it's $378 per morning session. All right, I used to say per contract per 2-hour trading day, but it's not really 2 hours of training anymore. That said, if you were to quit trading when you get your goal for the day and you were to add 1 contract per month, then, well, right now, if I were to do that, I would only have to work 8.9 hours. Well, this is what I did do, actually. I only had to work 8.9 hours getting my goal this year so far. And I averaged $607 per hour during those 8.9 hours on the year so far. That's what I did. Now, there were 5 days that it would have added like $900 to the total on that. So if you add $900 to the total, this would probably be $100 more, roughly, if I'd have done it right on those 5 days. But I forgot to add that 1 extra contract on those 5 days. So it is what it is. The trades, let's get to the actual trades. I'm going to start out with crude oil over here. I'm sorry, the gold over here. The gold was really flat for most of the morning. We didn't get much to work with, but during the break, we did get a decent trade in here during the break. But this morning when it started up all the way over here, see all this flatness right here, there was just nothing that we could do in here. There was no reason to trade anything. We thought it was going to turn around and start giving us something here on the short side. The long-term trend started to go down, and then it just pulled back enough to flatten everything out again. Started to go down again, thinking it was going to stay down, and it pulled back again enough to flatten everything out and then go to the bullish side. Then it got all flat again, and this time, finally, it started down and it pulled back and gave us a trade in here. I took that one and I got 1 tick profit on the first one and I got a break even on the second one. Okay. During the break, there was 1 more trade right in here. I guess 2 more trades right in here. If you took this first one, it would have just been both of those together in there. Let me put the question box up in case anybody asks a question. All right. So in here, that's how it would have worked out in here. Okay. That would have been 1 trade for that move down. And now it's got nothing. Right. The crude oil, we had a few trades here on the crude. Break-even trades, all these yellow ones are break-even trades. We had 1 stop out. So far, 5 break-even trades, 1 stop out. And there was 1 trade here that we actually, our very first trade we got, where is that one? It doesn't look like I put it in here. Our very first trade on crude, we got 8 ticks profit on. I don't know where that one was. But it was, might have been this one right here. It was our very first trade on crude. We had 8 ticks profit on. So I think it was this one. This wasn't supposed to be yellow. This was supposed to be a blue. So make that blue. Okay, because we had 8 ticks profit on that one. Then we had a break even. Then we stopped out, and that put us at minus 2. All through here, you can see how the crude was going down, then it got flat, then it started to show the long-term direction was bearish again. We took a trade, we got a break even on it. Came back up, the long-term direction changed to bullish. We didn't get any trades through here. Kind of just about have a trade right there, but I didn't do it. Got bearish again, we took this trade in here. It stopped us out pretty much to the tick and then did what it should have done. I mean, well, it was 1 more than the tick, but it stopped us out and then went and did what it should have done. And all through here, we did not have another trade set up. This right here, I guess, could have been a trade set up right here. I didn't do that one, though. And all the way down here, it looks like this could have been a trade set up here that I didn't do. That would have stopped you out. Again, just like that last one, pretty much. We did take this for a break even. We took that for a break even. Then we took this for a break even. And that was pretty much where we wrapped it up for the morning session. During the break here, we were just looking in here for any trades, and there is nothing. There's nothing major going on in there. Okay, and that was crude oil today. I'll look at the ES right now, and we'll see what this looks like. Okay, I am going to slide this all the way back here. All the way back here. So we began the trading in here. Our first trade on the ES was right here, and I believe on the first one we picked up 2 ticks. The second one, we picked up 4 ticks. The third one, right here, we picked up 4 more ticks. So at that point, we're at plus 10. We missed that one. We had a break even on this one. And here we picked up 2 more ticks to get us to 12. And on this one, we picked up 8 ticks to get us to 20. And, you know, it was giving us good indications of where the price was going to go. And it was giving us decent trade setups too, decent opportunities to get into it. We had one more break-even trade here toward the end of the session, right in here toward the end of the session. And another one right here, another one right here. I guess we had, that wasn't so much toward the end of the session. That was in the middle of the session. Then we did training through here, so I didn't do anything. We missed this trade. Then I took a few more in here, break-evens, and you can see how flat it got all through here. This is all during the break here, all that flatness. And it really hasn't done much. This would have been a long trade right here. They'd be just about stopping out of right now. It really has not been a very, very good trading environment today. Just say that. It hasn't been terribly conducive to trading today. But it is what it is. You know, take what we can get. Today we have the FOMC meeting minutes coming out in a little while, about an hour. And I think that that's what's holding the market down right now. I think you can see some good volatility in the last hour of the market, the last hour, hour and a half, probably. And that's it. Now, one other thing that I wanted to go over with you in here on the larger time frames on the 30-minute chart, gold is the one that got away in here. Well, actually, crude oil did too. But in the morning session, you know, the gold started out here right at this weekly trading zone, and it just kind of hugged the weekly trading zone all morning. You can see how it started to get away from it here, but it didn't close down below the prior low of the day right here. It went down and put a new low of the day in, but didn't close down below. So it'd be interesting to see what happens to this candle over the next hour, if it's going to make it all the way back up here or not when the FOMC minutes come out. And that was gold. Crude oil was similar. Okay, crude had this weekly trading zone that it went down to and got jammed up in. But then once it dropped through it, it made a big move down. I would expect crude to come back up into this area right here by the end of the day. I would think it's going to get, well, let's just do a whole bigger picture look at this. Okay, right up here is the midpoint of the day, and that happens to also be the weekly trading zone. So I would expect it's going to get up to there. The midpoint of the day, the weekly trading zone, and the BBC are all in the same place. That's what I would think is going to happen at some point today. We're going to get up to there and possibly get rejected from there. Okay. Or consolidate, at the very least, consolidate, because it's so many things right here saying for it to stop. On the ES, the 30-minute there. Now, we didn't go so much to the weekly trading zones. But yesterday, I had pointed out this area yesterday when I was talking in the same session yesterday. Actually, I did it in the morning session yesterday, but I think I went over it again yesterday during the afternoon session. That this area was probably going to become a thing, and it did. Starting here at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, it became a thing. And you can see it bounced off at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 times there, the 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 22 times so far since yesterday. Each one of those are half hour candles, so that's 11 times and 11 hours worth of bounces or something like that, the way it was spread out. Anyway, it's still hugging that midpoint. I don't know what it's going to do from here. It could go up, could go down. We just have to wait and see. You're going to have to play that one by whatever happens in front of you. Just traded whatever happens in front of you. Okay. That's always going to be my go-to plan. Trade what's in front of you. Would suggest to you, though, do not trade when the FOMC minutes come out. I want to give that a little bit of time. All right. Do not trade when the FOMC minutes come out. Now, let's bring the trading view back up here. You guys may have noticed, for one, that I have this extra line here, this extra line on the outer bands. If it's blue, that indicates that the long and short-term trend are both up. If it's red, that indicates that both the long and short-term trend are down. If it's white, that means the trends don't match, but if it's going down, then obviously it's the short-term trend that's not matching. And you know, if it's going up and it's white, then obviously it's the short-term trend that's not matching. But that will help you identify when you get into spots like this right here, where you see only one line in here. You don't clearly see two different lines to let you know that that is really not where you want to. You don't want to be trading in here. All right, you want to skip all of that. There was a lot of that over here in gold this morning, in the pre-market. Well, not the pre-market, but at the beginning. All of this right here at the beginning just went sideways. And you know, you don't want to try to trade any of this stuff. You know, there were a bunch of places in here where you might have said, well, maybe it's gonna work this time or this time or this time or this time. And then when it switched around, you might have said, oh, maybe it's gonna work this time. And none of those did what they did what they should have done. They should have just gone sideways because the long-term trend was not giving you any direction. Okay, that's what that's all about. The long-term trend gives you a direction. The colors in the middle, the reason you want the black to be in the red is because the long and short-term direction, it's finding an area of resistance within that. That's why I want the black to be in the red. And it's finding an area of support in it over here when you want it in the green, right? It's doing all the hard work for you. All you have to do is just place the trade. And right now it's going flat right here, the long-term trend. The long-term trend is going flat right here. So you'll see right in here that as we go forward, it's probably going to flatten out a little bit more. Unless it really turns down right now, it's going to flatten out a little bit more. And that's kind of what we anticipate. Now in 4 minutes, I'm going to start doing the 1 to 130 session. And I don't expect I'm going to have a lot to go on in there. But we'll go over everything that we could possibly think of doing. And I might even go to a different market, like try the NQ or the Russell or something like that and see what they're doing. But that's all gonna happen in a few minutes. All right, now let me show you guys how to get into that. That begins at 1 p.m. To get into that, go here to tradingview.com. And in here, go to community, live streams. And scroll down over here on the side, it says recent streams, and they have all these different categories in here. The upcoming streams, we are this one right here. Okay, that's where you want to go to. Go to that stream, and starting in just a few minutes, we'll be doing that. Okay, let me get that ready on this other side over here. Yeah, so starting in just a few minutes, I'll be jumping into that. So let me go over now what I did this morning. If you're going to read the spreadsheet, you got to read all the CFTC risk disclosures down at the bottom. Today is the 22nd day of February, 2023. We lost 2 ticks in crude. We made 1 tick in gold and 20 ticks on the ES. Put us up at 240 on the morning session. Today took 11 minutes and 4 trades to get to the goal for the day. At that point, we're up $250, and we took a total of 13 trades. So on the month now, we're at $4,917. That is over 15 trading days, averaging $3,327. $327 per contract per 2-hour trading day. You know, last year, I think it was in December that we finally got, maybe November, but we're averaging over $1,000 a contract per trading day almost all year last year. It was so volatile. We had so much opportunity. Of course, we were trading twice as much too. So on the year now, we've gotten our goal in 34 to 35 days, and we've gone 4 days now since our last non-green day and 382 days since our last red day. So on the year, that puts us at $13,250 over 35 days, averaging $378 per contract per 2 hour trading day. And this is where you really want to be. If you were to quit trading when you got your goal for the day, you would have only had to work 8.9 hours so far this year. And one of those days was actually the full 2 hours. But 8.9 hours so far this year, and you'd have averaged $607 per hour doing just what I did in the room in the morning so far this year. Okay. If you've not taken a trial with us, go here to mytradingiq.com. I'm going to say this in the next half an hour. I'm going to say this probably 10 times. But go here to mytradingiq.com. I'll show it to you here. And, you know, I'm just going to be able to talk about it in a minute. Go to mytradingiq.com, click on this link, fill out the forms. If you're going to do that, you really want to download the trading platform. Okay. You'll get much more out of your trial if you download the trading platform and you have all day and all night. Whenever you want to look at it, you can go look at the charts. Otherwise, you're just stuck with the 2 hours with me. Okay. Now, again, to get into the next thing, go here to tradingview.com, scroll down to upcoming streams right here. When you get there, I'm going to open that stream up right now, I believe. Hang on, upcoming streams. I hit refresh and it's not showing my stream. Hang on. Should be showing my stream. Okay, I'll do it from over here. Hang on. It should be showing my stream, but it's not. Okay, that's tomorrow's stream. Okay, I'll just do it from this one. Yeah, well, the problem is it's past 1 o'clock, so it's not showing it. Yeah, so it's not showing it in the upcoming streams, so it should be showing it somewhere else, like not that one. Yeah, that's what I was just looking through live streams, and it's not showing it in there either. So I'll just use this link over here. And I'll click on that. And in here, click on that. Hang on, I gotta switch things around in here if I'm gonna do this. Let me go to charts on this one. Products, charts. Okay, go to charts here and minimize that and get rid of that and refresh this, and I should be able to start the stream right now. Start stream, click on that, entire screen, there, share. All right, so the stream has begun now. All right, so here we go. So good afternoon, everyone. Today we have FOMC meeting minutes coming up here in an hour. Sorry, it took me just a few minutes here to get the stream started, but it is now running live. And yeah, so all that. Now, what we're looking for here, we didn't have a bunch of trades this morning because things got pretty sideways on us. But what we're looking for in here right now is for the long-term trend to turn either up or down. You see how on the crude oil right now, the long-term trend is the black outline right here. We're looking for that to turn down some. All right, we want that to turn down. And when it does, then we'll start looking for shorting opportunities. And a shorting opportunity will occur when, and that didn't work either. Paste that and then hit enter. Oops, can't post this message. Oh, so it did work the first time. I just can't see it. All right, well, anyway. What we'll be looking for is a pullback up into the ribbon right here. All right, that's what we're waiting for. Now, down here, we click on this and close that. All right, in here, the long-term trend is flat like this. So I suspect we're gonna get a lot of flat stuff like this today, sadly. And the long-term trend over here is flat also on the ES. We're not going to trade if it's flat. I did want to go and look at maybe some other markets. Well, the gold is completely flat. Let's look at the NQ on that monitor. I mean, on that over there, was just see what that looks like. Okay, maybe the NQ's, no, the NQ is flat too. Can't really do anything with the NQ. I suspect all the indexes are going to end up being this way. So let's try the, let's try Russell 2000. Let's try that. Here, I'll look at the Russell 2000 and see what that's doing. Okay, that's got a little closer to a trade. It's got at least it's separated a little bit up there. It's a little bit closer to trade. So it's possible we could get something with that. Let me delete that out of there. And all right. We would need a down close here on the Russell to get the opportunity. All right. On the ES, it is completely flat here, and this is starting to get flat. So the black is getting out of the red. What you would be looking for here, like, let me show you an example of what we're looking for. All right. You see how flat the markets have been for quite a while. These little arrows here are trades that I took earlier. What you're looking for is for the long-term trend to be bullish or bearish. In this case, it was bullish. And for the black line right here to be in the green section right here, for the black line to be inside of that green section, price pull back down, get into the ribbon, and then give an up close. Right here, the same thing. Price pull back down, get into the ribbon, and then give an up close. All right. And when it's bearish, you can see in here, we took profit on all of these that are blue. We took break even on all the ones that are yellow. But you're looking for the same thing. You're looking for the bearish separation up here and for price to start moving down. When it moves down, you want it to pull back up, touch any bar in the ribbon. As long as the black is on the top of the ribbon, the black is on the top of the ribbon and it's in the red, that's all you want. You want to pull back, be on the top of the ribbon and in the red. And that's it. You want to take the trade in here. Like right here, the down close is where we want to enter. We did enter right in here. The down close is where we want to enter, and we did enter. And right in here, there was another one. Down close is where we did enter. That's all you're looking for. Okay. And that was the ES this morning. Now, if we go all the way over here to this, you see how the long-term trend is flat. You can only see one line right there. You don't want to trade when it's like that. Over here, it's getting flat on the Russell. You don't want to trade ones like that. Here on crude, it'd be great if it pulled back up and gave us a short. But we're just a few minutes into this, so we'll see how things go here. I wasn't really anticipating having a lot of trading opportunities in this session today, from 1 to 1:30 today. But we'll give it a shot and see what happens. If anybody has any questions, you can type them into either the question box, the live chat box, pretty much any box you want to type into, you can. Okay. For some reason, I'm trying to paste that in here. And it's not letting me put anything in there. That's interesting. Okay. Well, at least I think the live chat is working today. I think the live stream is actually working today, so that's good. And we need to pull back up and get into the ribbon right here. That's what we're waiting for. Pull back up into the ribbon. Okay. Down here, we don't have any trend. The long-term trend is flat. So even if it did pull back down to get into the ribbon right here, the black is not on the bottom of the ribbon right now. And it's just too flat. We don't want to trade like that. All right. Now, as we can jump around and look at some other markets, why don't we look at some equities today while we're waiting for all this stuff to come together? I know there's going to be no trade here on the ES. Why don't we look at something here? Here, I'm going to blow this up and go in here and let's look at the SPY. Okay. Let's just look at this. right? You can't really look at this on a six range, but if you look at it on like a 30-minute chart, what you're looking at in here now is the price to get down below the ribbon and come back up and test it. Now, when it comes back up to test the ribbon like it did right there, usually the ribbon is going to hold, right? After price pulls away from it, it comes back to it. Usually it's going to hold. So right now, we'd be looking for a pullback all the way up here before we could have another opportunity with the 30-minute. That's what it looks like with that. Now, let's just get a couple of actual stocks. And with stocks, you can look at them on range bars, but you got to look at them on large range bars. Like 100 ticks is a $1 bar. All right, so you'd still be looking for the same things in here. You're looking for the black to be on the bottom and in the green, the long-term trend to be bullish like it is, price pull back and touch the ribbon and give you an up close. So right in there. Now, we would have a long here at 154.38, and that ran up to 156.31, so almost $2 right there. Depends how many shares you have, but that would be significant if you had a whole bunch of shares. See what I mean? And you can do anything, but like right here, pulled back down, hit the ribbon, gave you an up close, and this was what, 9:30 this morning, right at the open. Said to buy 148.8. And that ran up to 157, so $9 just about right there. Then it got really choppy and sideways. You won't do anything through here. And starting to trend again. If it comes back up here and it hits the ribbon right now while we're talking, you'd be looking to short that. Okay? If it came up and hit the ribbon and gave you a down close, you'd be looking to short the apple right now. I'm so used to talking about indexes and stuff like that, but that's what you'd be looking to short. Apple over here. I'm gonna leave that there because ES wasn't gonna give us anything right now. Over here on the Russell right now, this, if we got an up close, it's looking like it would give us a long trade here if we got an up close on the Russell. Now, I don't have Russell Dom open right now, but I'm sure I can just open one right up if I wanted to. I can go here to indices, and here is an H contract Russell Dom. Hit that, and there it is. So, so this up close right here off of the ribbon, what you'd be looking for is for it to go four ticks into profit, which it did do, and then bump yourself to break even. So it's too late for me to get into this now. But if it were to give another up close right here, there'd be a secondary bounce off the ribbon while the black stayed in the green. So I'll take that if we can get it. It's going to be 3.5 plus 8 ticks would be an. Yeah, this is Russell, and that is Russell. Okay, just wanted to make sure. 3.5 plus 8 ticks would be 4.3 is what we'd be looking at for potential entry here on the Russell. Okay. I'll bring it over, and we'll see if it actually comes together and does that. It's got a low here of 3.4 now, so you'd be buying 4.2. Oops, I clicked that twice by accident. I didn't mean to click it twice. Over here, the crude oil is starting to pull back. It's not starting to pull back. The crude oil is pushing down even further. We need it to pull back. All right, here on the Russell now, the black just got out of the green, so we're not going to have a trade there anymore. I'm going to cancel that and minimize that DOM. And over here on the Apple right now, if it pulls back up here and hits 50.11 and gives us a down close, that would be a shorting opportunity. Okay, that over there would be a shorting opportunity. Now, let me see in here. This is what I want to look at. All right. So if anybody's got any questions, you can add them into the live chat or into the question box. Either one is fine. And this right now, we could change this to be a crypto if you wanted to. The thing with cryptos is you're probably going to do that on a time-based chart instead of a range-based chart. Okay. With this, it's pretty easy to say, okay, well, you know, this bar is $1. From 149.47 down to 148.47. It is $1. 100 ticks is $1. Kristen, how could you use a slingshot to determine the trade entry when the bar doesn't touch the black line? When the bar doesn't touch any line, you mean, right? If it doesn't touch anything in the ribbon. Okay, that's a continuation trade is what she's asking about. And what you would look for in this case for continuation trade. Let's do it. Let's do it on crude oil. All right, some of the stuff that's already happened today. On crude oil, what you're looking for is for the white line, the lead line is what I gave it a name now, Kristen. The lead line, the white line, to cross out of overbought over the green line when you get your down close. All right. Now you got to have everything else. You got to have your long-term direction be right. And like right in here, for instance, right here, right where this, the lead line crossed out of overbought, crossed the green line, and you got this down close. The long-term direction was bearish. You didn't hit the ribbon, but it would be this bar right here that you would have shorted on. Okay, right there. Okay, and if we go back, I don't know that we had a whole lot of bullish opportunity today on crude oil. But we can go back to yesterday. Like this one didn't actually hit the ribbon, right? So you could have taken that long right there. This one, right there, right here, a little further along, right here. Same thing, you see the lead line got out of the oversold. Crossed up. You're usually going to see a color down here when that happens, when that kind of scenario happens, right? So it's just a matter of matching up the colors with the potential trades over here, like right here. Lead line popped out of the oversold, crossed over that, and you got your up close right here. Okay. Like all of these right here, all three of these. Well, this is the only one that actually hit the ribbon. But this one right here, you could have taken the down close there. You could have taken the down close there. You could have taken this down close off the ribbon. In here off the ribbon, of course. But that's what you're looking for. Okay. Now, this other brown line that you see in here is actually a maroon line that you see in here. That's something else that I'm working on right now. I just created that last night. I just have to watch it in real time for a while before I actually start giving you any direction with it. So right now, what we'd be looking for is a pullback up to test the ribbon. Now, if we were to get a down close on this bar right now, Kristen, this white line, the lead line, would probably cross down to get the up close. So this is actually going to be a trade here. Let me minimize this a little bit so we can look at everything. This is actually going to be a trade if we get a down close here on the crude oil. 74.30 down to 74.22 is what I'd be selling right now. Okay, that's what I'm going to be selling here on the crude. If we get a down close here at 22, that's going to be, that's it right there. I'm just going to take that. Okay. Now, I guess I figured that wrong. 30 down to 22. Anyway, after four ticks in profit like that is when the stop goes to break even. Crap. And it just took me out of break even. But the risk management strategy is move the stop to break even after you get four ticks in profit. Okay. I know that just took me out of that trade right at break even. And this, I'm thinking, is probably going to go down to the low of the day. Now, when it comes to managing a trade, there are three different things that you look at. One is this green line right here. You anticipate that's going to work its way down and get down into the cycle. And when it does, you should have a lower swing in place. That's one thing. The next thing is the actual lower swing. So you'd be looking at this to get all the way down to here at least. Okay, all the way down to there at least. Then that green line would go down with it, get down into the oversold area. All right, so that trade that I just took a break even on is starting to work out pretty well right now. Now you see down here, this is the third way. You use the DOM to manage a trade. That should go down to 74.05 right here, which is one tick below that level. So everything is looking good for it to get down to the low of the day right here. Now I know I got out of it at break even, but that's how you would manage a trade. Okay, there's three different ways to manage a trade, and those are all three of them. So this right here ended up being a yellow for me because it was a break even. Okay. And we look for that to get all the way down here. All right, it should do it right now, I would think. This right here is indicating it's going to keep going down too. All right, so the low, it's going to get below 74 right now. 74 is almost a given, but it should probably get below that. All right, 74 is a new low of the day. So that's what it's shooting for right here. This is 74 number. Once it gets down below this one, that's the next one down. It was actually 74.05 was the first one, then 74. That is the way it's playing out right now in the DOM and on price. Okay. Over here, the Apple never pulled all the way back up. I don't know what the ES is looking like. Let me change this back to ES for a second. Let me get me another chart here. Let's do this one. I'll make this the ES. And go to futures. And we'll bump this and we get that. Okay, so the ES needs to pull way back to give us a trade. All right, so we have the ES going here. We have Apple right here. We have the crude oil just gave us a trade. The gold didn't give us anything yet. And so we can just look across all these things. I could actually add one more in here, I think. Can I do one more side by side? Yeah, down here. I click 7. I don't really want 7. I just want 5. Well, I'm not going to try to get one more. I was going to go one more and do a crypto on there too, but I won't do that right now. So looking for Apple to come back up and hit the ribbon right here and then close down. All right, and here on the ES, we're looking for that to come back up and hit the ribbon and then close down. And here on the crude oil right now. Well, this trade went from my entry point here at 23, it dropped down. And it went from 74.23 all the way down to 74.09. So it dropped down 22 ticks, $220 a contract on that trade right there. For those of you guys who have been watching and paying attention, it's $220 a contract was available on that. And now it's pulling back up to test the ribbon again. Okay, it's gonna get up to this level right here to 74.25. Actually, it's gonna go one more tick to test the ribbon. It's got a low 17, it's gonna have a high 24. If it closes up, if this bar closes up, that would be okay. To take the next down close if this bar closes up. Okay. What time is it now? 1:20. So we have about 10 minutes left in here. We did manage to get one trade off. I was worried we weren't gonna get any trades at all. It's just gonna be really quiet. But it turned out to be okay. We need this to go up just a little bit more here. 274, there it is. Now we'd look for a down close. Okay, we'll look for a down close on this. That's plenty high right there, 74.25. So you're gonna be selling 7 ticks below 74.25. Okay. And now that is going to be 7 ticks below 74.27 or 8 ticks below 74.27. Should be right there. The black is clearly in red. The long-term direction is clearly down. So that's all you need to take this trade. Okay, these are the numbers it wants to get down to. It didn't quite make it the last time. So those are still good numbers. Okay, now this has gone up a little bit further. So now you'd be selling 21. Now 22. What I'm doing here, when I move that up, I'm doing one tick more than the bar length. Okay, it's one tick more than the bar length. These are all 7 tick range bars. Actually, this is 100 tick. Let me move this back to a 7 tick range bar. These are all 7 tick range bars. And so what you're looking for now is a down close that's 8 ticks from the top, right? So 30 down to 23 is the full range of the bar. If it goes down one more tick to 22, that bar will close and the new bar will be in. That's where we want to enter. Okay. So I missed this over here by having it on 100 range. Sorry about that. It was out of the green anyway. It might end up giving us a trade, and the crude should give us another trade here, I think. There it is. We have the down close. We have to take a slip, and now we'll look for that to get all the way down here into these. All right. Now 4 ticks in profit, so it's going to get down here before I move the stop to break even. And when it does, I'll bump that stop. Okay. That's what we're waiting for. And so Apple is not doing anything. And you see those numbers down below are still there. These numbers, just waiting to be struck. It's now 1:23, so we're not too far away from the FOMC minutes, a little over half hour away from the FOMC minutes. So I imagine things are gonna quiet down even more here as we get closer and closer to that. Maybe the last 5 minutes, things will start to pick up. There'll be some volatility, some last minute positioning, but we don't know. All right, need one more tick. I looked away for a second. I need one more tick over here. I don't know. Did it go down far enough? 19. No, it didn't yet. All right. So on the ES, we're looking for that to pull back down to here. On the Apple, we're looking for that to pull up here. And on the crude, we're looking for the push all the way down. The gold isn't giving us anything to work with. Here, I'll move this here so we can watch the gold a little bit too. Now, we just wait. I know this is the tough part. When you're in a trade and you have to wait it out. When it comes to trading, the morning session is usually a lot more active than this, where we have a lot of trades. You don't have to wait as long. You know, we're not usually in the trade more than a minute or two in the morning session. But we knew today, especially today with the FOMC meeting, and it's coming out here at 2 o'clock, we knew today was going to be pretty slow in here. Now, if we get a down close on this bar, that would be a good indication that it's going to continue down. And I think we're going to get that here in a second. And there it is, down close on that bar. Now we just need the four ticks to get the risk off the trade. There's three, needs to get down here. Get the risk off the trade and then, well, I believe that'll probably be our last opportunity in the morning, this afternoon session anyway. Okay, one more tick. Almost there. It's really fussing about that last tick, isn't it? But there it is. Stopped break even. Now we don't have any risk on the trade, and I think it's going to go all the way down here to 74. Right? So that would be 21 ticks if it makes it all the way down there. And it may take a while for it to actually do that. We'll see, but that's what I think it's trying to do right now. It's trying to get all the way down to 74. Not because 74 is a big round number, but when it goes down a couple more ticks here, you'll see why. It goes down one more tick, you'll see why right here. It's got to go down one more tick. It's got to go down one more tick to show you that. Darn, it's going to take me out of break even, but you'll still see why. Okay, it took me out of break even, but when it does go down, you'll see why in a minute. Keep your eye on that. All right. So we got another break-even trade here on the crude oil. And I don't know. I don't think we're going to get another trade opportunity here during this session, but we'll stick it out. We only have a few more minutes, so we'll stick it out for a few more minutes. I want you to see what this looks like when it goes down that one more tick right here. I don't know if you guys saw that earlier. But when I see things like that, I make note of it. And I try to draw a line for you guys for a future reference. You know, even if we don't go down right now, even if it doesn't make it down there right now, in the future, it's going to get down here. It's going to get down here pretty soon, I think. And that's going to be, it's going to be an important number. And not just because it's 74, but because of what's at 74. Okay, I think there's a lot of stuff at 74 because it's 74, but it's, you know, it could be 74.05. 74.05 is a good number too. But you'll see when it goes down. Watch this right in here. One more tick. I'm not in the trade anymore. Okay, I'm flat, break even. I'm going to take this order off in a minute. I'm just leaving it there. Did you see that number right there? You see that number right there? That's what it's trying to get to. Okay. So I'm out of the trade at break even. This trade went 22 ticks, and this trade so far has gone from 22. Hey, both those entries at the same point. This one was 23. This one was 22. Mine was actually 21. That one went 22 ticks, and this one I expect is going to go 21 ticks. I think something like that. But we'll see. We're going to be wrapping it up here in just a minute. If you have not taken a free trial with us and you want to, then go to mytradingiq.com, right? Mytradingiq.com. And you can sign up for the free trial at mytradingiq.com. All right. We don't ask you for anything when you sign up for the trial. Well, you have to give us your profile name if you're using TradingView. You got to give us your profile name, and that is this name right up here. Okay, when you hover over this up here on the left-hand corner, our login ID, it's called a profile name. You got to give that to us. Right, and that's all you have to do. We do that, and we'll set you up with your own set of indicators that you can have running on your charts for a full week. And if you are going to take the trial, you really want to do that. You don't want to be limited to the half an hour in here or the 2 hours in the morning session. Okay, that's 2.5 hours you'd be able to see the charts. You want to have your own charts that you can look at whenever you want, anytime during the day. Okay. Well, that is it. That is going to be the end of the live stream for today. It was pretty quiet. We did manage to get two trades off, though. That was more than I was expecting. Both of them were break even, but both gave pretty good trading opportunity. And I think the crude oil is actually going to go down some more here as we approach the top of the hour. I think you're going to see crude oil drop down a little bit more. But that is it. With that, I'm going to cancel the live stream or stop the live stream right now. And stop stream. Okay, the stream is ended. Pass it back out to fabulous Phoenix, Arizona. Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. Dwayne, looks like you're coming up.
Recap of the recap.
Today, it took 11 minutes and 4 trades to get to $250.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right, guys, to become a lifetime member, go to eminifuturestrading.com. A lifetime membership means lifetime membership. No recurring fees, no upsells, no shiny new objects to buy from us ever. That gives you access to the live training room every trading day. 9 out of 10 new traders fail because they don't have a teacher. If an electrician didn't have a teacher, he probably wouldn't become an electrician. Same goes with pilots and brain surgeons. Plumbers, you name it, attorneys. You choose a career path and then you choose someone to teach you how to do the job. Trading is no different, but because there's such a low barrier to entry, people think, oh, I'll put a few bucks in an account, I'll go print some business cards that say trader, and then I'll just click the mouse and make a lot of money. Yeah, well, I've never seen that happen once. So, you may have books, you may have lots of YouTube videos. We have those too, but we know that that's no replacement for a living, breathing teacher putting on, taking off trades live in real time, explaining every trade they take, every move they make, and the rule behind it. While they answer your questions as you trade along in SIM until you qualify to go live. So there's lifetime access to the live training room, lifetime access to unlimited one-on-one mentoring sessions, lifetime access to the Logic 247 alerts, the concierge trade alerts, the Thursday night members-only workshops, all that and much more. The journey begins by simply going here, eminifuturestrading.com. If you have a question, call Valerie at 949-42-EMINI or send an email to support@cfrn.net. And we'll wrap this day up with our good word for the day. Now, in 27 minutes, we're going to get the Fed minutes. And you don't want to be trading. Plain and simple. unless you like gambling. And if you like gambling, you should just go to Vegas. A good word for today. Navigating life's losses. A time to mourn and a time to dance. Ecclesiastes 3:4. Time to trade and a time not to trade. That's the Wayne 101. God's word neither ignores nor minimizes the painful realities of life. Inevitably, we and our loved ones will experience life's losses. Illness, aging, death, divorce, disability, loss of independence, unemployment, financial reversals, etc. Today's culture prepares us for gain, but not for loss. To dance, but not to mourn. Major losses throw us into uncharted territory. So we need to understand the dynamics of our loss in order to help us through it and back to living again. Life-changing loss begins with bereavement. The agony of feeling that someone or something indispensable to us has been ripped away, leaving us feeling robbed. Then comes grief, searing emotions of overwhelming sorrow that are often accompanied by anger, distress, confusion, and helplessness. Next, we move into the mourning stage and begin to express our grief and loss. This is the hard work stage of tears, memories, and heart-rending spasms of weeping that shake us to our very core. We feel guilt and remorse over what we have said or done, or not said or done. Our heartache gives those around us the opportunity to respond, offering the comfort and reassurance we need to begin healing. This is God's protocol for healing broken hearts. At the age of 120, Moses, the Israelites' beloved leader, died, leaving behind him a grief-stricken nation. That's in Deuteronomy 34. God allowed them 30 days to mourn their loss and to comfort one another before resuming the business of life. So take the time you need to do the work of mourning your losses, because Jesus said in Matthew 5:4, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." And that's our good word for the day. Thanks so much for tuning in. Whoever you are, wherever you are, may God continue to richly bless you with his mercy and with his grace. And I'll see you at the bell.
You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Good afternoon, trader. Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Dwayne Reeves, his co-hosts, and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a one-week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decision.